You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs.
But not for me.
Is that so? Well, listen, there's nothing in your wash that does can't do.
But, Jane, how can this same soap get Jim's work shirts clean and still be safe enough for my rayon slip?
Does it? It's a new kind of granulated soap, and it's made to do all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything.
But look here. Since Jim started in that war plant, his work shirts are filthy with grease.
All the more reason you need Does, and I know. Because my two daughters are working in an airplane factory now, and you should see the grease on their slacks and coveralls. Huh? It's worse than any man's work shirt.
And Does gets out dirt like that?
Yep, and does it easy. Say, I don't do a bit of hard scrubbing anymore. Honestly, I never used a soap that gets dirt out easier than this does.
But what about the white pieces? You know, when Jim cleans up, he gets my towels just black with factory dirt.
Huh, well, what about my towels after the girls finish with them? You know, they used to be just streaked with lipstick. But now, when the girls get home from the war plant, oh, you should see them.
My.
But it's wonderful the way Does gets them white. They come out sparkling. Well, you can see for yourself out on that wash line. Now, have you ever seen a whiter wash?
Yeah, they are dazzling, all right.
Yes, and see those rayon slips and nicer colored wash dresses.
Now, don't tell me you use Does for them, too. Well, they need extra care in wartime so they'll wear longer.
I know, but that's the amazing thing about Does. It helps those precious colors stay wearable longer because it's safer for colors than any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Well, I'll be... Say, I'm going to get some Does right now.
A swell idea. Friends, Does, D-U-Z, is Procter & Gamble's great new soap discovery. Remember, even in the toughest wartime wash, Does everything. And now the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg enlisted for the duration yesterday, only she hasn't quite come to grips with her problem yet. Molly promised a neighbor to watch out for her two little children while the mother worked in a defense plant. Now, of course, Molly hasn't asked what Jake thinks of this yet. And early today, it's still dark, her new job begins. Listen.
Look out, Spody. Look out. It's dark in the kitchen yet. I didn't saw you. Excuse me. Look out from under my feet, then. Look out. I have to put coal on the fire. Look out. All right, Spody. I'll give you breakfast in a minute. You're up, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thanks, darling. Thanks. I didn't feel like waking you up. Oh, thanks, Mom and you, darling. You'll swallow a cup of warm something before you go out in the air.
It's not so cold, Ma.
But it's maybe a little bit early. You have time. The children wouldn't be ready yet,
yes,
maybe.
Yes, they are. Elizabeth's mother leaves very early, Ma.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, all right, dear. You don't have to walk very far.
No.
If yes, I'll go with you.
It's only down the road,
Ma. Oh, all right, darling. All right.
Did you tell Papa, Ma?
About the children?
Yes, and that you would take care of them all day?
What is there to tell, Rosalie, dear? What is there to tell? And if Elizabeth and her sister will play here all day where I can throw an eye on them until the mother come home, so what?
You have to fix their meals, Ma.
Meals. What does a child eat for lunch? 1, 2, 3. I'll store a cereal. In 1, 2, 3, I'll have lunch and I'll fix.
Well, children must have vegetables, Ma.
No soft fixed vegetables. How long does it take to peel a potato?
That's starch.
Potatoes are starch.
You need a green vegetable for vitamins.
Must be green.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And red lettuce and carrots is not good. Huh? Mm. Well, mine's well in the morning.
I'll
ringing
take it,
me.
Ma.
Well, maybe Bruce, he wants to go on a honeymoon, and I wouldn't be able to come and help him with the chores now because I've got the children now.
Hello?
Well?
Yes?
Who?
I don't know who it is, Ma.
The name, what?
Just a minute, please.
The name?
I couldn't get the name,
couldn't
Ma.
Couldn't get the name?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? This is Mrs. Goldberg.
Who? Who is it?
Mrs. Nagy. Mrs. Nagy. He didn't understand Mrs. Nagy. Yes, darling. Yes. Yeah, who told you already? I am. Well? Oh, where do you live? You're still by the feed store over beyond? Oh. All right. I will. Wait, I'll be there. All right. I'll be there in time. Goodbye, dear.
What is it, Mom?
Oh, two more children, if I'll mind them.
Who told her?
Evidently, somebody said I'm taking Elizabeth and her sister.
Had Mrs. Nagy work in the defense plan two more?
Yeah.
Oh, so there'll be four children then?
Yeah, there'll be four. No, so I can take care of two, I can take care of four.
How could she find that so soon?
She found out. How she found out? She found out. I didn't ask, so she found out.
Who's on the phone?
It rang.
I know it
rang. It's too early for you to rise, no, Drake?
I am not rising.
Then slumber, yes, dear? Slumber, dear. You go, Rosalie, quickly. In the meantime, I'll fix breakfast for Papa, and then he'll go to the mill. I wouldn't aggravate him yet. He'll say I'm mixing again. Go, dear. Go, darling. And go for Elizabeth and her sister, and then go for Mrs. Nagy's children. She's just up and beyond.
I know. All right.
Your coat, darling, can button your neck.
All right.
Go, dear. Take Sporty. Take
Sporty.
He'll
bark at the children.
Oh, he'll bark at the children? Come.
Come.
Stay and go away. I'll give you breakfast. You're not my only one now. You're not my only one, Sporty. Go lay down. Oh, David?
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Morning.
Who was in the telephone?
Oh, let me. Oh, it's so early in the morning.
Sporty. Hey, Sporty.
Hello? Morning. This is Mrs. Goldberg. Yeah? Who? Oh, I will. How many? Three? Oh, very well. Yes, right away.
What is it, Mama?
David, do you know where the church is?
In which church?
The Episcopal.
The Episcopal, yeah.
So, David, darling, if you count, wait, let me see. Yes, one, two, three, four. The fourth house on the same side as the church, not counting the cemetery.
Yeah.
You'll see a lemon-colored house with brown shutters.
Brown shutters, sure.
So you'll knock on the door and you'll say you came for the children.
What children?
The children I'm going to take care of every day until the mothers come back from work.
But when did you...
For the duration, David. For the duration. Could I do less? It's for my country and it's for your country. Why are we Americans? Why? All for all for the many. We are United Nations, David.
United. Where do I have to go, huh?
Four houses from the church leaving out the cemetery, but on the same side, a yellow house with brown shutters.
Brown shutters.
That's right.
All right. I'll send Mrs. Goldbeck, send me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right, a coat and button your neck.
I got it.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'll say I'm delivering from Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes, darling. Yeah. Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye. Three. Look out, Sporty. You're not my only one. I got children now. You're my only one.
What's all the commotion this morning, what?
Commotion? What do you want, dear? Hot water to shave?
I shaved last night. Where is David and where is Rosie?
I'll take it, Jay, darling. Don't bother, dear.
That's the third telephone.
Hello? Yes. Jay, darling, I'll be right back. I just have to go cross the road for 1 second.
For what?
When I'll come back after you have coffee, you'll feel better, darling.
Why do I have to feel better?
You do, darling. You have to, dear.
Look out, Sporty. Look out. Look out. Why are you always under everybody's feet, why? What is this here today, what? Hello? Yes? She's not in at the moment. Who? What children? I have children of my own, yes. That's the only children I know of. There is somebody knocking at my door. I can't give you any information. I don't know. 1 minute. Come in.
Come in, Eileen. Come in, Matthew. Mr. Goldberg?
Yes?
I'm leaving my two youngest with you. And you don't know how grateful I am. It's a load off a mother's mind to know they'll be cared for. Now behave, Eileen. You're not at home. Behave now. I'll tell Mrs. Goldberg she has my permission to slap you if you don't behave. Behave yourselves at once. Oh, girl, darling. Oh, now look, you'll have 2 cents to play with you. And what's your name, my friend?
Rosie, what is this?
Don't cry, darling. Don't cry. Mom will be here at 6 o'clock.
No, no, stop you crying, my dear, and watch the matter.
What is this, Rosalind?
Mom will tell you, Pa.
Don't cry, darling. Don't cry. Oh, don't cry. I have some instructions for the little one.
Molly!
Everybody, please go into the parlor.
Yes, go into the parlor now. Do as you're told. She's going back to the parlor. You'll
be all right. Go into the parlor. Yes, you will.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Molly, what is this?
War.
What do you mean, war?
I'm fighting.
How are you fighting?
On the home front, and don't sabotage me, Jake.
Well, Jake opens his mouth to speak, but no words come out. He hears bedlam rising all around him. He looks at his home, and he looks at Molly. And he suddenly thinks what the duration means. Friends, I don't have to tell you how important to our country the community chests have been in the past years of peace. But this year, in time of war, they'll be called upon to do the greatest work yet. Yes, from these community war chests must come help for literally millions of people. Our boys in uniform, their families and dependents. Our own soldiers and our allied soldiers who were prisoners in the hands of the enemy. The needy people of war-torn Britain, China, and Russia, homes have been ravaged, possessions lost. And these chests must help build community morale here at home, remedy bad living conditions, and help care for the sick, the aged, the dependent children. So if you really want to help your country carry on during this war, then give to your local community war chests. And friends, give generously. The cause is worthy, and the need is great. Now, when the drive is conducted in your town, give all you possibly can. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly finds an assistant, and Jake finds a problem. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.